Birmingham City School Superintendent Craig Witherspoon still has a job, for now. The Board of Education discussed the superintendent's contract at a meeting this afternoon, and while the board turned back contract extensions for Witherspoon, there wasn't enough support to actually end the contract. Southern Education Desk reporter Dan Carson has been following the meeting. It ended just a few minutes ago, and he joins us now with an update. Dan, good to have you with us.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Good. And so this afternoon, earlier in the day, we had members of the public speaking at this meeting, either for or against the superintendent. You know, what happened when the board actually began discussing the issue of Witherspoon's contract?
Well, I think a better question might be what didn't happen. There were motions to actually extend Witherspoon's contract either by 2 or by 3 years. Both of those failed. Then there was a motion by, it was offered by Board President Maddox to terminate Witherspoon's contract and give him 60 days severance. That was seconded, but then basically the board's lawyer sort of gently advised the board, if you are not absolutely sure about the parliamentary procedures, because there was a lot of back and forth about who could do what and when as far as making motions. He said, if you're not absolutely sure about this, it might be better to hold off. He kind of gently, diplomatically hinted at that. And Maddox and the person who seconded withdrew the motion.
So they withdrew the motion. It seemed as though that was, you know, they were done with this issue for the meeting. And then what happened later on toward the end of the meeting?
Right. Well, two of the supporters of Witherspoon on the nine-member board, Maddox made a comment to the effect of, he actually said, y'all left me hanging when his motion didn't end up going through. That prompted two Witherspoon supporters on the board basically to say that the board is in violation of open meetings laws because there was some collusion that did not involve the whole board. And that included the decision to call a last-minute meeting last Thursday, with the meeting for Friday on Good Friday that actually never happened. So there is talk now of the board members actually called for an investigation of their own board.
So the bottom line is from this meeting that there were no contract extensions for Craig Witherspoon, but his contract was not terminated either. You know, this happened just a few moments ago. What reaction have you been able to gather so far?
They range from frustration to outright disgust. Brian Giattina, a board member, used the word nauseated. He's a Witherspoon supporter. And superintendent for the state of Alabama, Tommy Bice, was in attendance. He actually did not confirm or deny the possibility of some sort of state intervention with the board.
So that's the quick reaction. Sort of where do things go from here? Do you even know that yet?
That's a good question. I asked a couple of the board members, how is Superintendent Witherspoon supposed to work in an environment where he knows that five of the nine board members want him out, basically. And they said basically that they don't think he can do it, and that's why they appealed to the state.
Dan Carson is a reporter with the Southern Education Desk. He was at a Birmingham Board of Education meeting this afternoon where several board members tried but failed to fire school superintendent Craig Witherspoon. Dan, thanks for the update.
Thank you.